You know, I was reading your piece for the Arrowhead Report, and a lot of people aren't really realizing exactly what this deal looks like, because they see this $503 million or $504, whatever it is, and they're like, well, he's getting all that money. But there's lots of escalators. There's lots of, you know, other little things that are in there, and all these little outs that are possibly there. Is there a chance that Patrick Mahomes, as some people have suggested, actually left something on the table here?
I think there is a chance of that in the short term and in the terms of just straight up dollars. But we talked to Mahomes a little bit later after I published that story a little bit earlier today, talked to the media, and it was clear to me that he was willing to leave a few bucks on the table to know what he was going to be getting as a floor, mind you, for the next 12 years. And I don't think that's unreasonable. I certainly don't think he got any bad advice. If he would have gone 3 years at a time, like maybe Deshaun Watson might be looking to do, his ceiling maybe goes up a few tens of millions of dollars, which is obviously real money. But $500 million is a pretty easy number to swallow. And I think sometimes this stuff can be kind of corny. But if you do talk about the relationship between him and Andy Reid and the trust they have in the franchise, it's a perfect marriage. Like, I totally understand maybe leaving a few bucks on the table and not trying to do the Kirk Cousins thing of restructuring every year, try to get another couple-year deal and then do it again a couple years down the road again. This is certainty for a guy who hasn't made that much money on the NFL stage yet.
Joshua, I know you've done a lot of radio today, but even so, I was hoping you could explain, as we're talking about the minutiae of Patrick Mahomes' contract, I was hoping you could explain to our Canadian listeners what a guarantee mechanism is, because I feel like that may have been the most Googled term in the sports world last night.
Yes, in fact, good idea. I'm going to check the Google search trends on that later, but yes, I think I can. So the phrase guaranteed mechanisms has been, like you said, searched a ton. If you think of it as a rolling guarantee, it's a little bit easier to wrap your head around and a little more common that way, where, you know, sometimes you'll hear people talk about, okay, well, if they cut this guy before the third day of the league year, then he's off the books without all that money becoming guaranteed. What's interesting for the Chiefs and Mahomes is that the first several years of this deal are really guaranteed. Like, he's going to get paid for the first few years of this. But eventually, sometime around 2025 in all likelihood, these deals start guaranteeing for the next year on the third day of the previous league year. So what it essentially does is, you know, Mahomes has a crazy cap number of $60 million in 2027. If the Chiefs want to avoid that, and they're going to, you know, and things went off the rails, he just hasn't been playing that well, whatever, to get away from that cap number in 2027, they would need to release him before the 2026 2026 season, where they would already be paying him $42 million in 2026. So it essentially takes his next year's salary and guarantees it a year in advance. So if the Chiefs were ever going to try to move on from him, they would still be on the hook for that next year of guaranteed money, and they'd be paying him that money to not play for the Chiefs, and then they would be out of the weight of the rest of the contract after that. And I think that's really interesting. It's structurally interesting. It is creative, and it's something we have not seen over the course of a full deal like this, and certainly a 10-year one. But frankly, I really think that the only time we're going to see this deal tinkered with again is going to be around 2025 to 2027, in that range, when the Chiefs and Mahomes are talking about extending it again.
Man, people are a lot smarter than I am, that's for sure. Holy smokes. These escalators and all this stuff, what an absolute mess. Joshua Briscoe, Kansas City Chiefs postgame host on Sports Radio 810 and writer for the Arrowhead Report, is our guest on Sportsnet tonight. So I put out a poll question today, and I actually have found the results quite interesting, and it was specifically for this show. The question I posed was, will Patrick Mahomes play out the duration of his contract with the Kansas City Chiefs? And I'll give you the poll results before we check out what your answer is, but it's 51% in favor of yes and 49% in favor of no. And I'm shocked, because I thought it was going to be a landslide for yes.
That's interesting, because I would have guessed that you're going to go the other way, just because of how how commonplace it's become to see deals not played out. And that's why we circle that guaranteed number and then try to figure out what is really guaranteed, because that's, you know, every 5-year, $100 million contract ever is like 3 for $60. You know what I mean? Like, that's the structure we're so used to here. I will tell you, though, I do think that Patrick Mahomes will play for the Chiefs for the next 12 seasons that this deal extends to. And again, I don't think it'll be an untouched version of this deal. I do think even Brett Veach, the GM of the Chiefs, said earlier today, like, he already mentioned that they can create cap space down the road, and they can renegotiate these things down the road. I really think that, again, like, and barring devastating injury, which is really what a lot of these guarantees down the road are here for, or a ridiculous drop-off in play that I would never be predicting, barring one of those two things, I really do think he's going to be on the Chiefs through 2031, and then probably, honestly, beyond that. I also think that he will ultimately take at least $500 million from the Chiefs over that time.
See, now I'd like to clarify. I thought I would say he's not going to finish his career with the Chiefs, because I think they're going to win enough, and he's going to do the Tom Brady, like, I've won enough here, I need another challenge. Mm-hmm. Which kind of leads me to my next point, in that, okay, so teams in the NFL now love to build when they have quarterbacks on rookie deals, because, as we know, it's the most important position, and when you have to start paying these guys a little bit more, that gets a little bit more difficult. They've got a 2-year window here where Patrick Mahomes is basically making chump change in NFL standards for a quarterback. Having said that, do you think that they are built for the next 2 years with this roster, and how much different will this roster look once that extension kicks in?
First of all, I think you're totally right about the rookie contract. It's the best weapon in all of professional sports, I think, is a great quarterback on a rookie contract. It is a cheat code, and the Chiefs just exploited it last year. They're going to do it again this year, and in 2021, it's still a good cap number, really in 22. $31 million for Patrick Mahomes, no big deal. And so I do think that's the sweet spot, and they should be trying to win another Super Bowl in that window before it escalates in 2023, where it becomes $42 million for Mahomes in that window, which is, again, not a crazy number, but a high number nonetheless. The thing about down the road, whenever they do no longer get that advantage of having the rookie contract, which is, again, a huge advantage to be able to weaponize for an organization. In 2023, whenever he's making $42 million, clearing that for the first time, in 2023, they have two other players on the salary cap right now. It's defensive end Frank Clark at $28 million and kicker Harrison Butker at $4.4 million, and they can move on from both of those guys then if they wanted to. And so the reason that I think that all connects is they have 2 years of a pretty well-structured in team with Mahomes at those numbers you were referring to. 2022 will be a little bit of both, and then from 23 and beyond, this team is structured, no doubt, we know the numbers, it's locked in to a certain extent at least, structured around Patrick Mahomes getting this huge deal. So I certainly think that again, the best window is these next 3 years. But even beyond that, the Chiefs are not going to find themselves like in some sort of unexpected cap hell because they just remembered they paid Patrick Mahomes. They're going to be able to build around him 100%.
And I guess when kind of continuing that, Joshua, when it comes to talking about any mega deal in any of the major sports here in North America, at the very least, you know, we're always going to look ahead to some of those guys that they hope we'll be able to keep. And I mean, names like Chris Jones, certainly Tyreek Hill, those come to mind. Are there any other names that you're going to spotlight to see what Veach and Reed and the rest of the ownership group in Kansas City do as it pertains to how they're going to fit them into the salary cap here?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there are tiers, and there's the Patrick Mahomes tier, but then it's figuring out who is next. And again, like, they can't stop talking about how much everyone loves Tyrann Mathieu. He's going to be there for I think he's going to be there for as long as he's playing football. Tyreek Hill is going to be there. Travis Kelce is going to be there. The Chiefs are going to prioritize weapons for Patrick Mahomes and then a dude or two on defense, Frank Clark being the one they traded for last offseason, gave one of those $100 million deals to. Chris Jones is the most interesting one because he's on the franchise tag, like I said, and that deadline is a week away. If they don't have a deal done by the 15th or on the 15th, they can't negotiate a long-term deal with him anymore. And so I do think Jones is going to be really interesting to see if the strategy changes at all, because we've had the excuse around here for a little bit of like, well, they can't they can't pay Jones until they know what they're paying Mahomes. Now we know. And so I do think it'll be interesting to see Jones. I value him as literally the best player on the Chiefs defense. Maybe Tyrann Mathieu could be most important to this defense. But I think Chris Jones is the best football player, most impactful football player on the Chiefs defensive unit. And I don't know if they're going to pay him or not. And that is going to be a struggle. But the issue here isn't will the Chiefs pay other guys and can they pay other guys. It's just about spending the money in the right places. They're not going to have the luxury after this year to overpay Sammy Watkins, overpay linebacker Anthony Hitchens, overpay anyone on that offensive line. You're going to have to make really good investments and nail your draft. But they're going to keep putting guys around Mahomes specifically for that, give him the weapons that he can continue to use because he is that dude in every way possible, and then have a talented enough defense to keep all those games close.
Joshua Briscoe is our guest on Sportsnet tonight, Chiefs postgame host on Sports Radio 810 and writer for the Arrowhead Report. Now, we look at this Chiefs team, as we know, they're very well balanced. They've got their quarterback set. The one thing that I'm really interested in is what Andy Reid does. So he's got his quarterback locked up. Andy Reid is not a young guy. He's certainly not old by any stretch of the imagination. But I wonder how much of Patrick Mahomes staying in Kansas City is tied to Andy Reid. Because as we know, a lot of Patrick Mahomes' success, of course, it's talent, and I would never take that away from him. But a lot of it is how Andy Reid schemes for Patrick Mahomes' strengths. And I wonder how much Patrick Mahomes is tied to Andy Reid.
Yeah, I think there are a bunch of layers there. First of all, like you said, Andy Reid's 62, which makes him 6 years younger than Bill Belichick and Pete Carroll. I think if Bill Belichick thought he was going to retire soon, he should have done it this offseason. So, you know, let's say Belichick goes till he's 72. That would take Andy Reid to the next decade if he wanted to go till 72. Maybe he won't. I don't know. He was asked about it today. He gets asked about it all the time. You know, how much longer do I do this? And every time he's like, guys, I'm having fun. Like, stop asking me this. And I really do think that's the key to the long-term view of how much longer Andy Reid's going to coach. I genuinely, in my heart, believe that the most fun Andy Reid has had in his life is drawing up plays that he knows Patrick Mahomes can execute. He is always, even when he's had good quarterbacks, Donovan McNabb to Mike Vick to Alex Smith here in Kansas City, like you've had those windows where he's had competent quarterbacks to run his offense well. He's got an alien to scheme for now. And so I do think that that marriage is really important to take note of. I also think it's mutual. Andy Reid's never looked better than when he's had Pat Mahomes. And I think that Mahomes being under Andy Reid for a good 5 to 7 years will be huge for the quarterback he is after Andy Reid eventually, theoretically, retires before Mahomes does. So I do think that it's interesting to see what their relationship is going to be, how long it's going to last as the coach-quarterback pairing here. But whoever comes in after that, again, if it's in 5 years or 10 years or 12 years, it's going to be somebody who coached under Reid and with Mahomes for the previous 4 or 5 seasons. It's going to be an internal hire. I would bet the money on that one right now. And it's an incredible duo that the Chiefs have, and whatever ends up coming after that, I think it's going to be hard to top that, but I do think it will be certainly inspired by what Andy Reid was able to do in his time here.
So, Joshua, my question for you now is maybe a little bit abstract. It's a little outside Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs in general. But even so, Matt and I were kind of kicking this around on the show when we started at 7. But we were talking about the idea how the Patrick Mahomes contract, obviously, as every contract does in every sport, affects his peers, right? And Dak Prescott is one guy whose contract status has been talked about a lot. Obviously, Lamar Jackson and Deshaun Watson are other similar guys, maybe not quite on the same level as Patrick Mahomes, but they're often in the conversation when it comes to most exciting quarterbacks, most exciting young quarterbacks. And what do you think these three guys, Jackson, Watson, and Prescott, end up going for? Especially because as long as Mahomes has that one clearly identifiable factor, which is the Super Bowl ring, then it seems that all three of them probably won't be rewriting any records when it comes to money anytime soon.
Yeah, I've thought about that a lot. I do think it's interesting, and it's obviously been talked about a ton. I don't think any of those guys are Patrick Mahomes. Like, I think that you might see some of this stuff, like those rolling guarantees, the guarantee mechanism. Maybe Deshaun Watson asks for something like that and gets something like that. But again, to go back to the press conferences from earlier today, Reed, Veach, and Mahomes all talked about like organizational trust. It's one of the reasons that Mahomes is comfortable signing on for that 10-year deal. You see, Deshaun Watson is reportedly looking at a 3-year deal, presumably because Bill O'Brien won't stop trading his best players around him. So I think that they're going to be very different situations across the board from those guys. I do think that you might see Dak or Watson or Jackson's agents trying to say, like, oh, maybe we can get a little bit of this flavor in there. Or maybe there's another 10-year deal for less money without those rolling guarantees in there. I just don't think this is going to be precedent-setting for guys who come after, because literally in the history of sports, there has not been a better first 2 years as a starter for any player ever. I mean, it's an MVP and then a Super Bowl MVP, and the only reason it wasn't an MVP season again is because he got hurt and was playing hurt all year and was still excellent, and we've seen the excellence. There's no trick there. There's no fluke. So I think there might be little things stolen from this contract. Maybe one guy tries to get 8 years. Somebody tries to get rolling guarantees on a shorter deal. Someone goes for huge money on a really short deal. But I don't think we're going to see a contract structure specifically challenge Mahomes from any of those three guys, just because I don't think that any of them are Mahomes. Watson might be the closest in my mind, but I can't imagine that sort of long-term agreement specifically from Watson's perspective.